Chapter 2. Right Time Your Risk. The timing we use in confronting risk is often critical. For example, you do not want to set out on a fishing trip when the weather report warns of thunderstorms. Releasing a new film is always an uncertain endeavor, but if you drop a low-budget family film the same weekend the latest Star Wars movie hits the theaters, you are asking for trouble. If there are three houses on your street for sale, it might make sense to wait before listing your own, as a fourth on the market might cause potential buyers to question why so many homeowners are leaving that particular location. One of the four tenets of sensible risk-taking is right timing, which is the process of evaluating how risk will change based on exactly when we take action. Right timing arises in importance when people, markets, trends, and environments are changing, and the specific move we are considering will be helped or hurt by our timing. You might not want to open a new ski store in July or an ice cream shop in December, for example. If you are a young political operative, you might consider starting your own political consulting firm a couple of years before a presidential election, when numerous offices will be up for grabs. Any later, and the timing will be inauspicious. In addition to timing related to business conditions or other outside influences, there are matters of timing related to your personal situation. Your individual experience, training, age, or attitudes may render confronting a challenge at a particular time right or wrong. Making the pitch. Anytime we seek to transform our role within an organization, we face career uncertainty, and that is exactly what I did in 2004. I found myself staring at the inside of the elevator at 82 Devonshire Street, the site of Fidelity's former headquarters, on my way to the fifth-floor executive suite. I disembarked, turned the corner, and saw the beautiful Japanese garden that our chairman, Ned Johnson, had planted years before. I was there to see Roger Servison, one of the highest-ranking and longest-tenured managers within Fidelity, which was well-known for the revolving door of top administrators surrounding Mr. Johnson. Roger was an anomaly at Fidelity in that he cared deeply about his attire and always wore a bow tie, well-polished loafers, and well-made shirts. He was also soft-spoken.